Track 8 and letters to the editor. There are four letters this week, but in fact we're only going to read two because the other two just contain information that we've had for the last few weeks, so we're not going to read those for you. So the first one is from May Pucky, and that was written via email. An environmentally friendly way to dress to impress. The fast fashion industry relies on materials that drive ecological destruction. Animal products are particularly resource intensive. Leather production requires vast amounts of land and chemicals, while fur remains a bloodthirsty trade requiring up to 300 chinchillas for a single coat. Even natural fibres like wool and cotton have detrimental effects. Wool production releases a significant amount of methane through enteric fermentation, and while it is being scoured, it emits a large amount of polluting effluent. Cotton is very water intensive, with a single cotton t-shirt requiring an average of 2,700 litres of water. Meanwhile, synthetics like polyester consume 70 billion barrels of oil annually and shed 500,000 tonnes of microfibres into our oceans. However, there has been some notable progress within the material sector of fashion. Innovative leather alternatives now range from cactus fibre to lab-grown hides and are more environmentally friendly than conventional leather. To address the issue of synthetic waste, Sycora has emerged as a high-quality polyester made from polymer waste, maintaining durability where traditional recycling techniques fail. Small businesses focused on sustainability are also gaining traction. For example, Dart and Grey, a sustainable brand based in Dawlish, recently partnered with the well-known brand Princess Yacht. On a global scale, systemic shifts are becoming visible through the Better Cotton Initiative, which now accounts for one-fifth of global cotton production. In Pakistan alone, over 75,000 farmers under this scheme have slashed their water and chemical usage by nearly half. While mainstream materials remain problematic, these advancements, combined with consumer habits like mending clothes at repair cafes and buying second-hand, pave the way towards a lower impact wardrobe.
Tent for Lent. Harpreet Kaur from Shelterbox writes, right now families around the world are living through the unthinkable, left without a home after earthquakes, floods, drought or conflict. Lent offers a moment for many of us to pause, reflect and think about how we can help others. At Shelterbox, we're inviting people to turn that spirit of generosity into life-changing support through our Tent for Lent appeal. By fundraising in your own way, individually or with a local church, school or community, you can help support families with emergency shelter and essentials when they no longer have a place to call home. Every year we're inspired by the incredible creativity of those who take part, whether it's giving up their beds to camp outside or completing digital detoxes, swimathons or litter picks. Our charity specialises in emergency shelter, and every challenge, big or small, helps us deliver shelter, blankets, solar lights, mosquito nets and clean water to families recovering from disaster. Anyone can sign up via the shelterbox.org and we'll provide everything needed to get started and to inspire others to take part. And that concludes Letters to the Editor for this week.